Best ways to keep your cool this summer. Summer sun is usually welcome, but it can bring health risks. As old people, we may be more vulnerable in the hot weather. So, charity Independent Age has provided these practical steps you can take to protect yourself and stay. How to stay well in the heat. You're less likely to notice if you feel hot or thirsty, and it can take longer to cool down as you get older. It's important to take care and watch out for the symptoms of heat-related illness, especially in a heat wave. They can happen suddenly, and it can sometimes become dangerously hot. It's a good idea to be prepared. The Met Office has a warning system if a heat wave is likely. Are you drinking enough fluids? You can become dehydrated before you feel thirsty. Make sure you drink enough to replace fluids lost through sweating. Drink about 8 glasses of water or diluted fruit juice, spread throughout the day and evening, more if it's very hot. It's also a good idea to limit the amount of caffeine you drink. Avoid alcohol and drinks that are high in sugar. Eat cold foods such as salads and fruit as they contain water. Symptoms of dehydration. Keep an eye out for the symptoms of dehydration, which include dizziness, thirst, headaches, tiredness, dry mouth, lips and eyes, urinating less and darker urine than usual. If untreated, dehydration can lead to urine infections, constipation, muscle damage and kidney stones. Some people might be more likely to become dehydrated if they have diabetes, dementia, difficulties swallowing, or they're on certain medications. If you're caring for someone, keep a note of how much they drink. If you're on medication, some medications can make the effect of the heat worse. For example, they can affect sweating and temperature control or make your skin more sensitive to the sun. If you're concerned, ask your GP or pharmacist for advice. If you're on medication that affects the amount of fluid you can drink, get advice from your GP on what to do in hot weather. Check the storage instructions for your medication on the packaging. You may need to store some medication below 25°C or in the fridge. Protect your skin and eyes. It's important to protect your skin and your eyes if you're going out in the sun. You should wear long sleeves and trousers or a long skirt in fabrics with a close weave, a hat that protects your face and your neck, sunglasses with a CE mark or statement that they provide 100% UV protection. A wraparound design is best. High factor sun cream, SPF 30 or higher, and 4 or 5 star UVA protection, depending on your skin type. Apply sunscreen 30 minutes before you go out and then again before you go out in the sun. Reapply it regularly and after you've been in water. Slow down and plan ahead. The hottest time of the day is between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. So avoid doing too much then. Save housework or gardening for early morning or late evening. Wear loose-fitting light cotton clothes. If you go out, take a hat, sunglasses and water with you. Stay in the shade as much as possible. a cool bath or shower, or just a damp cloth on the back of your neck can help to cool you down. Keep your home cool. If it's cooler indoors than outside, you can keep the heat out by closing the windows and curtains in rooms that face the sun. But bear in mind that metallic blinds and thick dark curtains can make the room hotter. Open your windows at night, if it's safe to do so, and when temperatures outside are lower, to cool your home down. Try to get the air flowing through if you can. Buy a good quality electric fan. Keep a thermometer in a room you use a lot. Turn off non-essential lights and electrical equipment, as they can generate heat. Symptoms of heat exhaustion. The symptoms of heat exhaustion can include loss of appetite and feeling sick, a headache, dizziness and confusion, sweating heavily and pale, clammy skin, intense thirst, cramps in your arms, legs and stomach, fast breathing or pulse, a temperature of 38°C, 100.4 Fahrenheit or above. What to do? If you have these symptoms, go quickly to a cool place, lie down, drink plenty of water, remove any extra layers of clothing. You can also try to cool your skin, for example, using wet flannels.